Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
A new search in the Madeleine McCann case has begun in Portugal this morning. It's being carried out by German police investigating the case. The disappearance of the three-year-old back in 2007 became one of the highest profile, unsolved missing person cases in the world. Let's get more on this. I'm joined by Nick Pisa, who's senior global reporter with the Mail Online and who is in Praia da Luz in the area this morning. Nick, thank you for being with us on this. How widespread is this search?
Well, it's kind of an area between Praia da Luz and a village called Atalaya, which is about 10 minutes or so drive from Praia da Luz. At the moment, I can tell you that I'm looking at an abandoned farmhouse that the police appear to be focusing on. I can see forensic teams carrying plastic buckets in and out of that derelict building. They've also brought up an officer who's using a piece of streaming equipment to cut back some of the undergrowth that's surrounding that abandoned house. And they have been there, I'd say, for a good hour or so, searching the area inside. It's completely derelict. The roof has caved in. They're having to wear protective helmets as well, just in case. And there is a blue police tent and a beige police tent set up close by. It's on a hill, I'd say, overlooking Atalaya, the village of Atalaya. I've got the sea to my left-hand side, and to my right, I'm looking inland towards Praia da Luz. And they are focusing on this part today, and then we understand that we'll also be looking towards Ocean Club, the apartments where Madeleine vanished from in 2007, and also an area close to where the prime suspect Christian Bruckner lived, just on the outskirts of Praia da Luz. I'll be honest with you, privately, the Portuguese police aren't holding much out for these searches. They say this area has been looked at extensively before in the past, but they are fulfilling an obligation that has been asked for by the German police.
So it's the Portuguese police carrying out the search at the behest of the Germans. Is that what's happening?
Well, so the Portuguese police are providing more logistics, shall we say. They've closed off roads and footpaths, blocked the area to walkers, because this area is very popular with walkers. There's a coastal path along from Praia da Luz to Lagos, and maybe many of your listeners might know that path. So they've closed that off to the public, and we're being kept away behind that line, but we do have a vantage point looking down onto where they are searching. It's German police who have, as I say, requested it. German police are here on force. So I can see the word Polizei, German for police, on the back of their shirts, but they are also being assisted logistically by Portuguese GNR officers.
Now, we had another search, didn't we, in 2023, and I think we spoke
right
at that time as well.
What
has prompted this new search? Is there new information or what's happening?
Well, I had a brief word with the German investigators yesterday, and obviously, as you can imagine, they're keeping it very close to their chest. They're refusing to say what has prompted this investigation. But I've been told that the BKA, who are the German equivalent of the FBI, have decided to take one more look at this these three areas. We know that the prime suspect, Christian Bruckner, lived here, worked here. His mobile phone was traced here. So there's a lot of circumstantial evidence on Mr. Bruckner. We should also say that he denies completely any involvement with Madeleine's disappearance and abduction. But he is now in jail, and he is serving 7 years for a rape committed here in Praia da Luz in 2006. And he could be released as early as September. So the police are, from what I understand, trying to find any scrap of evidence, any shred of evidence that will perhaps provide a more of a forensic link towards Christian Brooks, so they can keep him in jail and carry on their investigation. We should say that it was almost 5 years ago to the day that German police announced in quite a startling press conference, went around the world, that Christian Bruckner, convicted paedophile and rapist, was there prime suspect. But since then, there have been no charges, and in October last year, Christian Bruckner was cleared of unrelated sex offences that took place here in Praia da Luz over an 18-year period.
Mm-hmm. And it is, I mean, you mentioned circumstantial evidence and his denials, and it's been that mm-hmm. lack of hard evidence, Nick, hasn't it? It's one of the biggest challenges from the get-go in this case.
Exactly. That's what they need. They need some sort of smoking gun. And as you said there, into 2023, police were searching an area by Arade Dam, a reservoir up there. They had been told that there was a video camera that had been thrown into that lake, and they were looking for that because allegedly there was perhaps potentially, we're told, some information on that video camera. But again, those searches came to nothing. But we do know that Christian Bruckner liked to camp up in that area. He called it his little paradise. But police spent a good 5 days up there and came up with nothing. They also used ground penetrating radar, which they are using here as well.
Mm-hmm. And the family, I mean, waiting 18 years for any news about Madeleine. Have they had anything to say about this latest search?
No, nothing at all. They released a statement about a month or so ago, actually, more or less to the day, remembering Madeleine and saying that they were still keeping their hopes alive, fingers crossed that something might happen, some breakthrough might take place. We should also say that the police were given the Metropolitan Police Operation Grange, which is the UK police's investigation into the disappearance of Madeleine McCann, was given extra funding yet again this year, another £100,000, which is going towards the UK investigation into searching for Madeleine McCann. But I understand that's primarily for police to look through paperwork, and they're not actively taking part in these searches here. The Metropolitan Police have said they are aware of what's going on here, but they have no involvement, no direct involvement at all.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the level of interest in this case, it hasn't waned over the years, Nick, has it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, this morning there were TV crews from, well, obviously you can imagine Portugal, the UK, Germany, understand Australian, American and TV crews are also on their way, and Spanish TV crews are also here. It's a story that has gripped the imagination for, as you say, 18 years now. And it looks like it will be carrying on for many more years as well, unless we get some sort of breakthrough. As I say, Christian Bruckner, the only man who police are saying is the prime suspect, in jail at the moment, serving 7 years for a rape sentence, but looking to be released later this year, well, early next year.
And Nick, I know you were saying there earlier that you were trying to get some information from the investigators and they were not telling you very much, as I understand it from what you've told us. But have they given an indication of how long they expect to be there searching?
Yeah. They've been open with regard to that, yes. So they start, well, initial part of the investigation started yesterday. There was groundwork set up yesterday. Tents were put up in and around the area where I am. And the German prosecutor told me that they did have permission to carry out these searches up until Friday. But he said that he expected it to finish by Thursday at the latest.
Mm-hmm. And the relationship between the McCanns and their representatives and the Portuguese police force, those relationships have been very strained at times over the years, haven't they? Do you get the sense that the Portuguese are very much cooperating now with this request from the Germans, or is there still an overhang of that bad feeling that existed at times?
Well, I think they have to go through the motions, really, don't they? They have to be seen to be cooperating with their German counterparts, so they're more than happy to allow the German police here in and to help them with the logistics. They're looking through around 20 parcels of land, I've been told, in and around Praia da Luz. But yes, to go back to your original point as well, there was some initial bad feeling as well, because as you may remember, the Portuguese police sensationally made Kate and Jerry arguidos or suspects in the case, and they had that hanging over them for more than a year before any suggestion of involvement was dismissed.
Nick, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you very much for bringing us the latest from Portugal. Nick Pisa there, senior global reporter with the Mail Online.